Blood Games by Dan Abnett. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Quis custodiet ipsos custodes? He had been circling for 10 months. 10 months and 18 identities, most of them so authentic they had fooled unified biometric verification. He'd faked out 3 blind trails to throw them off his scent, one into the Slovakian fiefs, one to Caspia and the Nord reaches, and the other a meandering route down through the Tyrol to the Dolomite shrines overlooking the pit of Venezia. He'd overwintered in Bucuresti Hive and crossed the Black Sea Basin by a cargo spinner during the first week of ice ebb. At Bilhorod, he had turned back on himself to lose an unwanted tail. He had spent 3 weeks hiding in a disused manufactory in Mesopotamia, preparing his next move. 10 months. A little long for a blood game, but then he was playing it out carefully, synchronizing his movements with global patterns, following trade routes, interprovincial traffic and seasonal labor migrations. He was 100% certain they didn't have an orbital grid fix on him, and he was fairly confident they didn't even have an approximate. There'd been no one on his heels since Bilhorod. He trekked up country, through Baluchistan, mostly on foot, sometimes stealing a lift on transports, and crossed the border into the Imperial territory 303 days after he'd set out.